This week's newsletter summarize is a draft BOP for block template sharing between full nodes. It also announces a library that allows trusted delegation of script evaluation, including for features that are not available in Bitcoin's native scripting languages. Also included are our regular sections. They describe recent updates to services and client software. They announce new releases and release candidates. They summarize notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software. News: Draft BOP for block template sharing. Anthony Towns posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing lists the draft of a BOP that explains how nodes can communicate to their peers the transactions they would try to mine in their next block. See newsletter number 366. This allows the node to share transactions it will accept via its mempool and mining policy. Those transactions may normally be rejected by its peers because of their own policy. Sharing them lets those peers cache the transactions in case they are mined, which improves compact block relay effectiveness. The transactions in a node's block template are usually the most profitable unconfirmed transactions known to that node. Peers that previously rejected those transactions for policy reasons might also find them worthy of additional consideration. The protocol specified in the draft BIP is simple. Shortly after a connection with a peer is initiated, the node sends a send template message. This indicates to the peer that it is willing to send block templates. At any later time, the peer can request a template with a get template message. In response to the request, the node replies with a template message. That message contains a list of short transaction identifiers. It uses the same format as a BIP 152 compact block message. The peer can then request any transactions it wants by including the short identifier in a send transactions message. Also in BIP 152. The draft BIP allows templates to be up to slightly more than twice the size of the current maximum block weight limit. A Delving Bitcoin thread about template sharing saw additional discussion this week about how to improve the bandwidth efficiency of the proposal. Ideas discussed included only sending the difference since the previous template, which is estimated to save 90% of bandwidth. Another idea was using a set reconciliation protocol, such as that enabled by Minisketch, which allows much larger templates to be shared efficiently. A third idea was using Gollum-Rice encoding on the templates, similar to compact block filters, which is estimated to improve efficiency by 25%. Trusted delegation of script evaluation. Josh DeMann posted to Delving Bitcoin about a library he's written that uses a trusted execution environment TE that will only sign a Taproot keypath spend if the transaction containing that spend satisfies a script. The script can contain opcodes that are not currently active on Bitcoin today, or a completely different form of script, for example Simplicity or BLL. This approach requires those who receive funds into the script to trust the TE. They must trust that the TE will still be available to sign in the future, and that it will only sign a spend that satisfies its encumbrance script. Despite this, the approach allows rapid experimentation with proposed new features for Bitcoin, all with actual monetary value. To reduce the amount of trust needed in the TE remaining available, a backup spend path can be included. For example, a time-locked path that allows a participant to unilaterally spend their funds a year after entrusting them to the TE. The library is designed for use with Amazon Web Services, that is AWS Nitro Enclave, changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. First, Zeus v0.11.3 released. The v0.11.3 release includes improvements to peer management, BOLT12, and submarine swap features. Second, Rust Atrixo resources. Abdulhamid Baktu posted Rust-based resources for Atrixo, including interactive educational materials and WASM bindings. Third, Pyrob server tooling and call to action. 0xb10c posted about the motivation, architecture, code, supporting libraries, and findings of his Pyrob server project. He seeks to build a loose, decentralized group of people who share the interest of monitoring the Bitcoin network. A collective to enable sharing of ideas, discussion, data, tools, insights, and more. Bitcoin Core kernel-based node announced. Bitcoin Backbone was announced as a demonstration of using the Bitcoin Core kernel library as the foundation of a Bitcoin node. Simplicity HL released. Simplicity HL is a Rust-like programming language that compiles to the lower-level Simplicity language recently. Activated on Liquid. For further reading, see the related Delving thread. LSP plugin for BTC Pay Server. The LSP plugin implements client-side features of BLIP 50. 1. The specification for inbound. Channels into BTC Pay Server. Proto mining hardware and software announced. Proto announced new Bitcoin mining hardware and open source mining software, built with previous community feedback. Oracle. Resolution demo using CSFS. Abdulhamid Baktu posted a demonstration of an Oracle using CSFS, Noster, and MutinyNet to sign an attestation of an event's outcome. Rely adds Taproot support. Rely. Added support for sending to Taproot addresses. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new. Releases or helping to test release candidates. First, LNDV 0.19.3 beta is a release for a maintenance version for this popular LN node implementation containing important bug fixes, most notably, an optional migration lowers disk and memory requirements for nodes significantly. Second, Bitcoin Core 29.1 RC1 is a release candidate for a maintenance version of the predominant full node software. Third, Core Lightning 25.09 RC2 is a release candidate for a new major version of this popular LN node implementation. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsect 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin. Improvement proposals, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binonis. First, Bitcoin Core number 32896 introduces support for creating and spending unconfirmed, topologically restricted until confirmation transactions. It does this by adding a version parameter to the following RPCs, creator or transaction, createEPSPT, send, sendall, and wallet createFundEPSPT. The wallet enforces the TRUC transaction restrictions for weight limit, sibling conflict, and incompatibility between unconfirmed TRUC and non-truck transactions. Second, Bitcoin Core number 33106 lowers the default block mint fee to 1 sat per kilovirtual byte, which is the minimum possible. It also lowers the default minrelate fee and incremental relay fee to 100 sat per kilo virtual byte or 0.1 sat per virtual byte. While these values can be configured, users are advised to adjust the minrelate fee and incremental relay fee values together. Other minimum fee rates remain unchanged, but the default wallet minimum fee rates are expected to be lowered in a future version. The motivations for this change range from considerable growth in the number of blocks mined with sub 1 sat per VB transactions and the number of pools mining these transactions to an increase in the Bitcoin exchange rate. First, Core Lightning 8460. 7 extends X Bay by adding support for paying BIP 350, 3 human readable names, see newsletter 330, for example Satoshi at Bitcoin.com, and enabling it to pay Bolt 12 offers directly. Removing the need to run the fetch invoice command first. Under the hood, X Bay fetches the payment instructions using the fetch BIP 353 RPC command from the CLN, BIP 353 plugin introduced in Core Lightning. 8362. First, Core Lightning number 8354 starts publishing PayPart start and PayPart end event notifications for the status of specific payment parts sent with MPP. The PayPart end notification indicates the duration of the payment and whether it was successful or failed. If the payment fails, an error message is provided, and if the error onion isn't corrupted, additional information on the failure is given, such as the source of the error and the failure code. Second, Eclair number 3103 introduces support for simple Taproot channels, leveraging MooSig. 2. Scriptless multi-signature signing to reduce transaction weight consumption by 15% and improve transaction privacy. Funding transactions and cooperative closures are indistinguishable from other P2TR transactions. This pull request also includes support for dual funding and splicing in simple Taproot channels and enables channel commitment upgrades to the new Taproot format. During a splice transaction, first, Eclair hashtag 3134 replaces the penalty weight multiplier for stuck HDLCs with the CLTV expiry delta when scoring HDLC endorsement peer reputation. This change is discussed in newsletter #363. It better reflects how long a stuck HDLC will tie up liquidity to mitigate the outsized penalty of stuck HDLCs that have the maximum. CLTV expiry delta, this pull request adjusts the reputation decay parameter, which we call the half-life, from 15 days to 30 days. It also raises the stuck payment threshold, known as max. Relay duration from 12 seconds to 5 minutes, *second, LDK #3897, extends its peer storage implementation. It now detects lost channel state during backup retrieval by deserializing the peer's copy and comparing it to the local state. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on August 26. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.